day. I heard that in a TV program, so it must be right. Hey, run away, be a real man and fight another day. I heard that in a TV program, so it must be right. She wants it to sleep, stubborn as a mule. Nothing I could say to her, she thinks I'm just a fool. But who am I, a damn brother, problems of my damn own. I can see your point of view, sometimes it's best alone. But out here, out there, out here it ain't safe. Maybe I'm just going on, maybe I'm a nutcase. Nah, I ain't thinking straight, old fashioned way to see. Sometimes you can't help, best left and just believe. But hey, run away, be a real man, fight another day. I heard that in a TV program, so it must be right. Hey, run away, be a real man, fight another day. I heard that in a TV program, so it must be right. I'm always running in my dreams, sprinting on the spot. Everyone just passing by, I'm scared of what I've got. So I just retreat, white flag hoisted, I beat down belief. Cause such things just cause a scene, gritting my teeth. Cause such things just cause a scene, and rain ain't soothing it. Just soaks deep inside bones and dark in the darker tone. But light seem to pitter through, on and off like light switch. Nothing more that I could do, but hey, yeah. Run away, be a real man, fight another day. I heard that in a TV program, so it must be right. Hey, hey, run away, be a real man, fight another day. I heard that in a TV program, so it must be right.
So how are you feeling? Because the album's just come out.
Yes.
It's been a pretty long process. Has it been a long process? Does it feel like it's been a long time since you started writing it and it actually coming out and being available in the stores?
I think it's a case of... No, I think it's been quite quick, the whole process and getting to this point. So,
and do you think that you hungry now to make more music, or are you just happy to settle and just enjoy the sort of get into this one?
It's a mixture of hunger and excitement. It's difficult to eat when you're excited. You choke yourself sometimes. So it's kind of keep it calm, but you know. Yeah, it's a mixture. I want to create things, but at the same time, I want to just enjoy it. So it's kind of getting the balance between the two, really.
Tell me a little bit about, where you grew up and how you got into music.
Grew up in South London, into in Broadway areas till I was about 18, then moved to Coventry.
Strange? Well, I mean,
why?
People don't go from Tooting to Coventry, do they? Work-wise?
Not the majority, right? Not a lot of people, but I went there for university, so it was kind of, it wasn't a musical adventure, so to speak. It was for uni. Done that, decided to stay and live there, basically, until just under a year ago and came back to London.
The funny thing is, when I think of it, it's terrible. I know this is terrible. It's very, very London of me. But I just think of Coventry, I just think Highfield Road. I just think getting nicked by the police because I didn't have too many passengers in the car.
I used to live near Highfield Road, actually. Yeah. Ugh. Coventry is an interesting place. Definitely interesting. A bit more slow place than London, but interesting all the same.
That's great. And so 18, Coventry.
Went to Coventry, was doing uni, was dabbling in music but wasn't really doing anything serious. Was doing a bit of grime for a period of time, for about 2-3 years. So I was emceeing and putting on club nights over there in the uni and around the town and so on and so forth, and then kind of decided that grime wasn't really the direction I wanted to head in anymore, and wanted to try and do experimental music, even though I wasn't really calling it that at the time. It was kind of
different from what I was making in grime, you know, the little kind of productions I was making. And from that, kind of just started to, you know, take infant steps into creating the music I'm making today, really.
Let's go back to the grime moment and just play me one track, right? Let's just play one track, one grime track.
One grime track.
That you kind of thought, or one grime MC that you rated then.
I would say probably Wiley, a track called Eskimo.
From a war, them one gunshot, them get black talent fly through fierce and I pop them head from off of them neck again. War, them one gunshot, them get black talent fly through fierce and I pop them head from off of them neck. Telling this how all them can run from. No one know where me get the gun from. Bust it in the sky, you never burn a kid's sun tan. 26 clip while they pack and know me can't done one. Pass me the gun from. Kill a man, throw that make me done one. Ship me not tough man, in a river them to me look man. Fire for your body, you could talk like a tank one.
Half stepping, that ain't me. Cause I retaliate. Inside my body I'm angry, I retaliate. Hungry for cheddar, I'm a hustler. And I'm here to make paper, so I don't half set. I take big steps in the hood, and we bust mic at rings in the hood. No charge, cause Willie comes straight from the hood. I was born and bred in the hood. They're half stepping, that ain't me, I don't have it. You can't catch me off guard, I won't have it. I'm rebellious, I gotta do it this way. I saw a sign and it said go this way. I don't half step, I step on the stage, I get cold. The bricks and flows, I split, they're too cold. I won't let shit go on, I'm too cold. I was born and bred in the cold.
All them are going and they run at them up, that's a nothing. Road, you never come. This man, you're dead, bro, whistle for me, press all we got. Bad man, no back from nothing. First it was a nothing, now you turn it into something, that's a nothing. Bad man, no back from nothing. All them are going and I run at them up, that's a nothing.
Well, if I saw some white thing when I back from nothing. One palm it ends when I back from nothing. Some guy out the road said them want to me something. When me take it up deep, can't do me nothing. All them a go on and I run up them up, that's a nothing. Cause you can't press my button. Some big look me have and me bust it for nothing. With some white one come tell me something. Not one could defeat the big flow, that not one could defeat the road deep, can not you. Your man and your wrist are your cook. Cause if you love what I know, glove you. You know one cigarette on me now,
you do.
When I take people style on me now,
you do.
When I party the Richie man crew,
you do.
And roll deep no back from nothing,
you do.
All them a go on and I run up them up, that's a nothing. Road deep no back from nothing. This man, you're dead, bro, whistle for me, press all we got. Bad man, no back from nothing. Press it was a nothing, now you turn it into something, that's a nothing. Bad man, no back from nothing. All them a go on and I run up them up, that's a nothing. Road deep no back from nothing.
Rascal, a hot one, never look dumb. No, play some, win some, never lose none.
No,
make friend, what's that?
Never been one.
One. 3+2+3+1, huh? Millimeter, gun, make up where I run.
Tell him,
ain't no comedy, ain't no fun.
No,
he came, he dressed, he got stung.
Get me.
Rascal, I make an MC feel glum. 3 × 10+7+1. Tell a boy, bring it on, tell a boy, come.
Tell him,
Glock, 10+8+1.
Yeah.
You don't want a little bit, you don't want none. 9+8+3+2.
Oh.
Get bodied up, get bun, get slew.
Yo.
Hitting with the PP, 5+2. Mac, 5+3+2.
So yeah, that's quite interesting. So when you were putting on parties,
yeah,
those parties, were you actually putting them on and emceeing and
the whole thing? Yeah, I had a little grand collective, so it was a case of organising the parties and getting the DJs as well as the people in my collective to MC and DJ at the nights, really. They weren't like major Sidewinder type events, but they were, for Coventry at the time, it was kind of unique because there wasn't many people doing that kind of thing, putting on grime, garage, R&B, hip hop nights at the time. So yeah, that's what I was doing up there.
It's funny to go back to that time because like I say, so of the So Solid crew, where did they fit into the whole kind of grime thing? Were they more garage
in terms of musically?
Yeah, I mean that period, I'm just trying to remember that time because it was quite strong. They were very powerful when
they crossed over. Yeah, they did cross over. I think It was kind of the steps from old school garage into grime. They were kind of like the early inventors, so to speak. I don't think they would say they invented grime, but a lot of the rhythms that they were coming up with, you would class as grime tunes now. And you can go to events now where they're playing those particular rhythms in grime sets. So I guess it was a cross between old school garage and grime, or I would say personally between for So Solid, yeah.
So let's play some stuff. So you brought some music in with
you.
Influences.
Mm.
What should we start off with?
I would say maybe, well, Time would be a good one to start
with. Oh, yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Did you ever see him live?
No. I've seen videos online, but I've never seen him in the flesh live. I really want to, because he's just energy, pure energy, and a really, you know, showmanship is on a maximum level with Ty. And like lyrically, he's always been someone, one of the people that I've admired. Do you know what I mean?
Hardcore again. Hardcore. Did you get hardcore?
Well, I got my shades on here, smoke ish. I'd rather just do some nice stuff here. What's up?
My style hurts, doesn't it? Turn around and your whole crew's loving it. You tried stiff neck, bugging it. Couldn't sleep cause your mind had a bug in it. Buzzing without weed extract. And you thought I wasn't coming, well you need a slap. Let me see, chapter 3, verse 1 and I'm on. Wait for warning you of the coming of calm. Come on, splash little fishy, can you swim in the pond? Are you that breaking the wall, will your building respond? To the pressure, walking with the strength of my predecessor ancient, I never walk alone. I'm up against a stereo monotypical. Visualizing wealth is not applicable now. My brain cries out for me to read. With movement inspired by Jonesy D and Benji Reed. The globe keeps spinning,
the whole damn world is.
But I ain't moving.
Excuse me?
We can't keep joking.
No.
Break the lock if the door's not open now.
Break it down.
The globe keeps spinning,
the whole damn world is.
But I ain't moving.
Excuse me?
We can't keep joking.
No.
Break the lock if the door's not open now. Concepts get abandoned with no gloves. Traditional trends evaporate like soap suds. The inner city whirlpool will suck you up like a person with a temper can up you up, right? Time to bring it back down to syndromes. Custard in your eye like Bugsy Malone. You need to stay calm with napalm attached to ya. Embrace arm of gasoline, strike a match to ya. Now do you feel enlightened?
Nah.
Well, I don't, and I'm the one writing anything. Versus everything really means nothing. Can't be a king peacock, I hate strutting dressed up. Semi-jiggy, I might frustrate something. A lion in a wardrobe is ready to break something. Mr. Fantastic Fox, the awkward individual that makes the whitish hot. My jazz addiction is a premonition of war. Invisible tussles appear on the dance floor. The sweat breaks to the beat, freak of the month, year, decade. Vacuum the essay, now let's say I'm one in a million or million in one room. You are not interviewing the killer of monsoons. I sing sonnets to Don and Donettes, okay? I'm turbo with a broom, sweeping your mess away.
The globe keeps spinning,
the whole damn world is.
But I ain't moving.
Excuse me?
We can't keep joking.
No.
Break the lock if the door's not open
break
now.
Break it down.
The globe keeps spinning,
the whole damn world is.
But I ain't moving.
Excuse me?
We can't keep joking.
No.
Break the lock if the door's not open now.
Ty, that was, which album was that? Was
that the was the first album. First I think album. It was Awkward.
Yeah.
That's from there.
UK MCs,
yeah.
Of course, the grime side, the hip hop side. Mm. Before that, I suppose Ty was coming more from the hip hop scene.
Yeah,
right?
he was someone that I caught on to late. He was kind of when I was getting away from grime, not completely getting away from it, but kind of like listening to other stuff as well. And at that time, UK hip hop, because I was into grime and my ears and eyes were getting open to UK music. Next logical step was listening to UK hip hop, really. So Ty was one of the guys that I definitely admired from an early stage, really.
Did you see there was this event the other day in London at the Jazz Cafe, the leukemia awareness campaign?
Okay.
Did you check that?
No.
They had everybody there. They had, I mean, all the British like legends.
Oh yeah.
Roots Maneuver.
Yeah.
I don't know if Ty was there. Skinny Man was
okay,
there.
Yeah.
MCD was there.
Okay.
Do you go back to kind of, do you listen to things like the Outlaw Posse or MC like, Mello and
like Demon Boys and back of
Demon Boys.
little bits and pieces. Yeah. Not really. It's more kind of the Skinny Man's, Ty's, Streets, Roots Maneuver, Black Twang, those kind of people than the earlier generation.
Yeah, that was a good comment you got, actually. Did you see that from the Streets the other day?
The Streets is really supporting. He's put me up on The Guardian today, which is
up.
A bit mad.
He bigged you up big.
Yeah, big is the word. Yeah.
And another person that, you know, you have been compared to a degree, although, you know, not that much, but there is certainly some connection between yourself and Roots Maneuver.
Yeah.
And, he's obviously somebody who's done a lot for British hip-hop.
Oh, definitely. For me personally, he's another one again who's just he wasn't afraid to just be himself, you know, and that was something I took away from the idea of him talking about everyday things that I was going through or people around me were going through. And, you know, and sonically as well, just musically, just really pushing boundaries in a sense of just really going against the grain. And that really, you know, I felt it. I definitely felt it.
Is there a track? Is there a track we should play?
Roots.
What's the track that you'd go back to by him? Come on.
Colossal Insight.
Let's do that.
Should cut down this drinking. Too many late nights and wayward thinking. Compelling a man to plan two shenanigans. They're boying me out, I got to be the man again. Cause I didn't rhyme to get me rich, but I'm a skelly. Two twos, you'll find I switch. Hurt and pain made me, nothing came to save me. I walk with disaster, prefer to be plastered. Time's my master, don't ask me for Jack Turd. All I own is my balls and my word. Nobody heard of me, cause I'm a new man. I got this new plan to get these new grams. Colossal insight invites my soul. Study of the good book. Colossal insight invites my soul. Study of the good book. People call my name like it's some kind of game like. I ain't got no fame like. I'm just the same type, shouting out vain lights. Move your lurgy. I'm far too nervy observing this world. Who the where the, what the how the. Media horse keep shoveling powder. It's nothing to be proud of, but stuff goes on. Perceptions change, wrong's right and right's wrong. Hoop the hoop lowering, devil keeps snarling. Bite, bite, sell it, more, more, more. This could well be my last LP. I've had a good run, I've made a few G's. I've had a bag of fun, I've smoked a few trees. Now I wanna rest my knobbly knees. All in all, I've been feeling the pinch. And those bourgeois blacks have been far from convinced. But I don't give a damn about UK rap. I'm a UK black making UK tracks. And I've got love for every one of those scenes. And them pigeonholes were never nothing to hold me. Colossal insight invites my soul. Study of the good book. Colossal insight invites my soul. Study of the good book.
So, possibly some ghost maneuvers in the future?
You never know. You never know. I hear this on the wind. You never know.
Hey, I'm looking at some of the tracks that you've brought with you today. Cool. And it was good to see you at the Worldwide Awards.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that night?
Wicked night. Wicked. It was nice to see. Who did I see? James Blake. It was cool to see him play live. I'm going to get his name wrong, but the guy who got the award, who used to do things in Coventry with the specials and...
Oh yeah, Jerry Damon.
Yeah, that was an amazing performance. Yeah. Just seeing him walk through the crowd and, you know, it was like it's kind of a connection to Samurai, wasn't it? What he's doing.
That's right, the Spatial AK Orchestra. Yeah. He did us a real favour, actually, by coming and actually... Well, obviously he was going to accept an award, but to actually come and bring all those musicians.
Yeah.
Because it's not a cheap exercise.
No, I can imagine.
To pay for 20 professional musicians on a Saturday night. But I'm going to do... I think I'm going to do a Maid of El session with him soon. He's a legend. He's definitely. Legend. Yeah. But yeah, Flying Lotus was there as well.
Yes, as well. Picked up some awards.
And I saw you... At his last show at Coco's.
Yes, at Coco again, where he'd done his thing with Dorian Concept, and a drummer that's
Richie Spavin.
And
that was great, wasn't
amazing
it?
Amazing, really good combination.
That was a real eye opener for me, because that music, the brain feeder movement and all of that, suddenly seeing that on a Tuesday night
Coco's,
and it was very avant-garde music.
And it was rammed,
they were jumping up and down. It was quite a revolution.
Definitely really good.
So
really
you pulled a track from him, right?
Yeah, from I'm not sure what the I think it's an EP brought after his album. A track called Time Vampires.
That's a great track. Ghost Poet in Brownswoods, playing some music, feeling good.
Always.
The album is out.
Yeah.
Long title.
You think so?
It's pretty long.
I've heard longer.
I like it.
it's a cool one. People, it's provoking comment and conversation.
Peanut Butter Blues and Melancholy Jam.
Yeah.
Take a long time to get to that one.
You know what? I've had it in my head for a long time, and at the time it must have made sense, and it kind of fits the music in a sense, a mixture of blues in a sense, not as in genre wise, but the kind of the idea of the blues and this the idea of melancholy really, and it's kind of a thread in the album, and food I believe is connected to when you're down, so it made sense in a roundabout way.
Well, you know what was really great for me, and I remember speaking to you about it, was when I saw you performing live and seeing the development of the live band.
Yeah,
I don't think it's necessarily what people might expect when they hear you live, because it's not your sort of standard hip hop type of approach.
Definitely.
Tell us about the way you do it live and where you're going.
Well, just to pick up on that point, that's definitely the direction I'm trying to do. I want people to come to a show and experience it differently from the way they experience the album, you know. Live, it's a situation where I have a drummer who also has now like a Roland drum pad, so bringing in samples and on that. A guitarist who has like a mini Chaos pad going through it as well, so bringing in effects through that. And then I'm using like a Chaos pad myself and a sampler, just to bend the sound and add bits and pieces through the set, as well as like a delay pedal for my vocals. So it's all about experimentation, you know, giving that platform to like change things live is quite interesting. So that's the direction I'm trying to go through.
So no two shows the same.
Yeah, trying to make it not too different that it's like, you know, proper left field, but kind of enough just to give people a different experience and just to make it interesting, because, you know, playing tracks over and over again, you need to make it fun for yourself. So
yeah, no, totally. And what I like about it as well is it's got a little bit of a sort of, I don't know, Primal Scream, Stone Roses,
yeah,
that where they kind of went a little bit,
yeah,
avant.
Definitely. I can see the stance. Not everyone can see the stance you're trying to do, but the kind of the punk stance. I see what you're saying. It's definitely on that lines, I think.
Someone described you as a cross between Iggy Pop and something else. What was that?
I don't know. I see it because I do like Iggy Pop. I like the idea for stage. I take inspiration from like the likes of the punk movement, like the Sex Pistols and the Clash and Iggy Pop and the Ramones and stuff like that. That's music I really like as well. And I do like the way they put on a show, you know, making it, you know, it's like it's the last show they're ever going to do. And I like the idea of giving it my all as much as possible.
The Ballad of Shepinando takes six.
Talking about Badly Drawn Boy the other day, because I read about you being a, you know, I'm a massive fan of his.
Amazing artist. Really, really. It's one of the, the first real album that I bought, really.
Was it?
Yeah, Hour of the Bewildered Beast.
Another good title.
Yeah, good title, see? So just his, I love the way, on that album in particular, this, you know, genre hopping, do you know what I mean? Just constantly moving from one genre to the next, mixing it in between in tracks, and the ebb and flow of the tracks on the album really is inspiring and still is to this day, really. So yeah.
We laughed so much, then we cried all night, and you left your shoes in the tree with me. Drive all night.
Tell me about, should we play the Embers?
Yeah. Embers are, well, I don't know everyone in it, but there's a lady called Fabiana Palladino who's on my album, a track called Survive It, and a guy called Joe is also in it as well, who, well, until recently, I believe, used to get taught guitar by the guy in The Invisibles, David Lukumu.
Oh, right.
So, and they're also performing with me on my album launch show. And I've known them for a while. And they're getting to the point now where they're ready to bring their tracks out to the world, and they're starting to gig a bit. So, one of the really, really inspirational people, really, really good musicians, and great kind of soul indie experimental type stuff. So, yeah.
That's Embers with a track called Soft Rain.
Yeah.
You played with Mika Chu as well, right?
Yeah, I have.
She did a track with you on the first EP.
Uh-huh, a track called Morning. Mm. Yeah, I've known Mika for a few years now. First met up with her, well, via MySpace. Got to go and do Sonar in 07 with her as part of a Cluster Collective. And yeah, just been friends ever since. We're just kind of like kindred spirits, really. Just, we enjoy the same kind of music, musical taste, and yeah, really nice woman, really nice. So just, yeah, just known her for a few years.
Where are you getting your inspiration from now musically? Where do you, what do you listen to on the radio? Do you go out?
I don't go out anymore. No time for going out. Getting old, you know.
You're just doing a lot of gigs though, so basically,
yeah,
that's the great thing about being an artist. You actually can get to the festivals and hear what
you're
doing.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. I think gigging is now my going out. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
So it's just kind of like it is. I would say it is still life. It's been life in general anyway for like everything I've made up to this point, and it's that. That's one of the inspirations, I would say. This living life, you know, and musically a lot of electronic art, There's a lot of like UK based music coming through now, which I'm just loving, really. So I couldn't name any names, but just listening to that on a regular basis kind of is the thing when I'm not listening to random stuff from anyone, really. Yeah, that's the main thread really coming through.
Well, let's play some J. Paul.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me, don't fuck with me. Since you should listen to see, I never knew where I was going. I went where the water was flowing. I know I've been gone a long time ago. I'm back and I want what is mine. I know I've been gone a long time ago. I'm back and I want what is mine. The shit was the love of my life. We went down together that night. I surfaced and I know I've been gone a long time ago. I'm back and I want what is mine. I know I've been gone a long time ago. I'm back and I want what is mine. So don't try and fuck me about. You're wasting your money when I'm close. I'm starting to blow my own. I'm tired and I'm about to get cold. I know I've been gone a long time ago. I'm back and I want what is mine. I know I've been gone a long time ago. I'm back and I want what is mine.
Oi.
J. Paul.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. XO, isn't he? Sunday XO.
XO have got everything.
They've got everything. They're greedy. They're greedy label. I don't know. I like J. Paul. I've only heard literally that track and I don't think a remix of it. And he just intrigues me. He really intrigues me. Just the way he put that track together, BTSU, and his vocal style as well. It's really intriguing. He's kind of left it. Even just looking at his MySpace, it's just like his videos of people dancing to his track. That's it. There's not even music on it. There's people in dance studios dancing to that track. So he's really interesting. So yeah, I'm intrigued to see what he's going to come with. I don't know when anything's getting released, but I'm intrigued.
It's a very good time, isn't it?
I mean,
the week of the release of your record came the James Blake album, came the Streets album.
Yeah.
Then you've got the sort of groups like the Mount Kimbys and all these. I mean, there's just so much music going on.
Yeah.
It seems to be very strongly around the UK as well.
Yeah. It's definitely, I think the UK is just really mentally we're just kind of, not that we don't care, but it's kind of this really unafraid to just try anything now, you know. And places like, you know, certain radio stations and, you know, people in the press are now much more open to what people are doing now, so it's encouraging people even more to just produce what they really feel. And it's good, it's encouraging, really encouraging.
I'm 44 years old and life ain't golden. Like Jill Scott said, when you got no cash, got no check, but got no credit card, life is pretty hard. Sure you can see that, and plus underrated. Plus bare knockbacks, been shown the door, cause they talking about cutbacks. And you think what next, left or the right door? Key in the door, but the door won't open, and heartbeat frozen. Look to the heavens, but nobody's coming, and the pie's in the oven. So you stop mind wandering and back to the present. It's a dinner for one with the dimmer lights on, and you're trying to get atmosphere like she was here, but she long gone like Rocky Balboa and Adrian. Teardrops while you sip on the Evian. Yeah.
No, 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 ain't on a license to kill like 00. I just wanna live life and survive it. No, 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 ain't on a license to kill like 00. I just wanna live life and survive it.
I gotta move, man, but it's hard when you're glued in place. I so desperately wanna leave this place. In a steamy hot bath, I just hide my face. The world looks different underwater. I could've had a son or a daughter. When I had a chance, you'd have chipped to Mallorca. And life is a funny thing, twists and turns. And in the bad times, it just breaks and burns. But as you get older, you just live and learn. You shrug your shoulders and be the bigger man. But I remember nights in December, fairy lights and torn out wrapping paper and happy times. Now it's happy slaps and how big you got and all that crap. I'm not allowed that. I know there's reason apart, but I'll get through if I just remember that.
No, 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 ain't on a license to kill like 00. I just wanna live life and survive it. No, 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 ain't on a license to kill like 00. I just wanna live life and survive it.
I know times are hard, you're against the wall and your head is down, but I think you'll get there soon. Just have a little faith, mate, it'll all turn out great. Yeah, it's all mapped out like one of them sat-navs. Need to get over there, then down to it. Go down the road and left out the roundabout, head out the window. So much to shout about and naturally buzzing. Allow pessimism, burning the flames like a phoenix. I've risen, well I hope so. That's the plan in the end. Get a nice house, a few true friends, a wife I can cry with, life and creative. Kids so beautiful, they're truly a blessing. But I'm just guessing, just speculating, thinking aloud. You know that's all I do, and I don't know much, but I know what is vital. Don't want regrets, gonna try my best, but I'm only a man, do what I can, and I'll go forth with these words in my hand, in my hand.
No, 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 ain't on a license to kill like 00. I just wanna live life and survive it. No, 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 ain't on a license to kill like 00. I just wanna live life and survive it.
No, 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 I just wanna live life and survive it.
Brilliant. Okay, so what's the future? What's the next few months holding for you?
Next few months, just promoting the album, really. Bringing out another single, hopefully. Just working the music, being creative, gigging, getting the gigging, the live setup and the live performance up to a certain level. And yeah, just constantly trying to be creative. That's what it's about. So I'm in it for. So just got to keep going.
Hopefully a few festivals.
Yeah, hopefully. I didn't get to do any last year, but this year I'm hoping I can get as much as done as possible. It's all about that.
You'll be everywhere.
I'm hoping so, sir. I'm hoping so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should we finish off with some Square Pusher?
Yeah.
Because why not?
Why not? Great man. One of the first people in that kind of genre that I listened to, it was him before Aphex Twin for me. And I remember hearing a track called Lambic 9 something, and this amazing All My Friends by just like, what is this? So yeah, I've just been into that from that, and Square Pusher mixing genres from early, you know. It's great stuff.
Brilliant selection. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thank you.
I'm gonna fuck you with my man.